What do you do when you're burned out but broke? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And this summer, I've been having a couple of conversations with people who talk about feeling kind of meh about the businesses they're developing. They see some metrics that are working on some level. They get a couple of clients filtering in here or there. Maybe they have a good week or two, but the big picture is the needle isn't moving. Nothing is growing. Nothing is building upon itself. It doesn't feel scalable. So they feel uninspired and unmotivated and kind of like they're just standing still a little bit. And when I talk to them, they talk a lot about feeling like they start things and they stop them, feeling like they have these ideas for things they could do, but they never take action on them. They have opportunities to follow up with somebody, but what's the point? And I hear all of these different descriptors, and they sound so familiar to me because I've been there, and it wasn't that long ago that I was like there and in it, and it was surrounding me. And what we're talking about when we talk about, yeah, I could, but so what, or yes, I want to, but what's the point? What we're really talking about is burnout. When you just don't really care anymore, because if it actually works, that means you're going to get a client. And getting a client, even though you need the money, is the last thing you actually want, because all you do is think about your business. And here's the thing, when your business isn't working, when you are sort of burning the candle at both ends and you're trying this and you're going for that and you're working on this and you're trying that, you are giving all of your time and all of your energy to your work. It becomes all consuming, it becomes an energy drain, and it becomes wholly uninspired. And one of the things that quickly happens is people tell themselves a story that, you know, the next thing they do is going to be the thing that gets them money. Or maybe now they need to look for a second job or some part-time work, or they're going to start freelancing. And they try to keep spinning and spinning and spinning, coming up with the idea that will work, that won't make them feel that way anymore, that'll release that stress, release that struggle, and help them feel like they actually like their businesses again. But here's the thing. Even though your business isn't making money, if you identify with this, if as I'm talking, you're like, yep, she's talking about me. If you identify with this, the last thing you need to do is more work. What you really need to do is take some time off. And I know that's super scary because you're not making money as it is and nothing's moving the needle. And who are you to take time off? You'll take time off once you've earned it and you're seeing more money. But what's happening here is just because you're not getting the income, you're still working really, really hard. You're giving your time, you're giving your energy, and it's taking all your focus. And you are now running on an empty gas tank. You've told yourself a story that cash is going to be the thing that fills it in. That once you get a couple of sales, once you get some repeat business, once, you know, something strikes while the iron is hot, then it'll be okay. But that's a story you're telling yourself. And the reality is after you have spent a chunk of time working, regardless if you're getting the results you want, it's time to take a break, because we run like emotional checking accounts. We have the checking account, we have savings accounts, and we have lines of credit. And when we're really inspired, when we're super psyched, when we've gotten a couple of yeses on sales calls, we get all of these deposits into our checking account and we start to feel really good. And maybe we accumulate enough deposits that it goes into savings. And then even more we can lean on and pull from and just motivate ourselves on the really slow days. But then over time, as we write social media posts that get no engagement, we put out products that nobody wants to buy, we reach out for networking opportunities that nobody, reaches back or responds to, we're making a deduction. And at some point in time, we empty our checking accounts, and then we pull from savings. And before we know it, we're running on a line of credit. And that's where a lot of people are in the summertime right now. That summer for a lot of businesses tends to be slower, but it's also the time when people say that they're going to take advantage of a more relaxed pace and they're going to get a bunch of things done. But the one thing they forget to do is take time for themselves to refuel the tank and to get some deposits in. So y'all are running on empty. It's really hard to tell yourself to take a break when you don't see your bottom line as what you want it to be. But here's the thing, that burned out state of yours may be the very reason you are not seeing a change in your bottom line. If your energy is kind of low and unmotivated, if you're easily distracted, if you're not feeling or presenting yourself as particularly positive, it's because you're burnt out. And you owe it to your business to refuel, recharge, and take some time off. In a perfect world, I'd love it if you could take a week off from your business if you're feeling particularly burned out. But at the bare minimum, you really do need to consider taking 3 uninterrupted days off. Days where you don't respond to work email, you don't engage in social media regarding your business, you don't get yourself on LinkedIn and reach out to people that way, you don't think about your business, you don't work on your business, and you get back to focusing on yourself and who you are when you're not bossing your business or managing your staff or dealing with these kinds of things. Because what happens sometimes is, you know, you get perspective by walking away. One of my hobbies, I love to do jigsaw puzzles, and sometimes I'll get my nose so close to the table because I'm looking at colors and shades and trying to see what things are going to light up. But the answer, more times than not, when I'm really stuck, is to walk away and go back to it, or to simply stand up so I can get a new perspective. And what people don't realize when you're taking time off is you are giving yourself permission to get a new perspective, to see a new point of view, to open yourself up to a new idea. That's the opportunity you have for yourself if you just give yourself permission to take some time off. And it's really hard when the numbers don't add up, but that's actually when it's the most critical time to do. Because when you're making money, you're not only getting the physical deposit of the cash into your account, you do get emotional deposits when people purchase you from you as well. You get validation, you get signs that people appreciate you, you see, you know, clearly that you're valuable to somebody else, that what you have to offer is important. And even without time off, that kind of emotional deposit can fuel you. But when you haven't gotten a yes in a while, when you don't feel like people see you, when you feel like you're in this crowded space and nobody can hear you, it's deduction, deduction, deduction. It's really hard to go from broke to taking time off. But that is actually what's being called of you to do. That's the solution. You have to get outside your head, outside yourself, and be able to walk away so you can come back to it with new eyes. Because even if you get a new idea, even if a new opportunity sort of finds you or comes to you or someone else has an idea for you, getting the energy to implement that idea will feel exhausting to you. It'll just feel like it's too much and you'll want to back off, look away, and you'll take inconsistent action, or you won't follow through, but otherwise you'll simply set yourself up to fail. But one of the things I can hear everybody saying, but, and I remember when I was in this place myself with my business, and I had just sort of petered out the last people in my brick and mortar private therapy practice. I hadn't yet built up a large enough or any following really in my online business, but I had been at it for months and months and months. On top of that, my husband had been sick. And finally, I just remember feeling like I need some time off. And I remember mentioning it to my husband, and he's like, well, yeah, fine, take time off. But like, why are you so tired? It's not like you're working. Which, by the way, could easily be fighting words. I was open enough to be like to not quickly react. It was a good day for me, because usually I'd be on a comment like that, like white on rice. But I was able to sort of say and explain, well, no, I don't have clients, but I've been writing articles. I've been, you know, getting interviewed on other people's podcasts. I've been pitching myself. I've been rewriting my profiles. I've been doing a lot. And every time I do this and I don't get a response, I'm just a little more tired. And I was able to explain it, and it was sort of a reflection of my own experience that's helped me understand what it must be like for you to feel like you don't get to take time off, even though you have been working so hard. But what you don't realize and you don't see is that value that could very well be financial if you just walk away and take a break. But if you've been going on empty and you haven't been making money and there's no change in your bottom line, you have already lived to tell the tale. Your business can live to tell the tale of 7 more days of not making money. It's not going to change anything. You can take a week to see what you can come up with, to see what re-inspires you, what moves you into action. But when you constantly are just focusing on sort of getting out of that broke mentality and moving the needle financially, but you're doing it running on empty, you don't move very far. You don't move very fast. And if those of you, you know, anybody knows what happens to you in your body, if you've ever been here, this happens to me occasionally where my body just like sort of like a wave of exhaustion out of nowhere just rolls over me. And I can feel like instantly like, oh my God, I could totally just take a nap right now. And if you know what it's like to kind of push through and decide instead you're going to go for a walk, or you're going to write this one more thing or respond to this last email, you know how lousy that email is. You know how slow you are on that walk and how unproductive you are. So even though you're broke, you need to take a break. Oh, that's a good meme. So take some time for yourself. I feel like this is a well-timed discussion as people in the United States head into their Labor Day weekend. What happens if you give yourself permission to just not work for the next 3 days, to not open your email, to not listen to this podcast, to just take a break from all things business, to turn off your notifications on every social media channel your business is on, to really step away from social media and really start to be present in your life and in your relationships, catch up on your sleep, take good care of your health or not, and have a barbecue instead. But see what happens when you take care of yourself. And if you're not listening to this in real time and it's not about to be Labor Day, then what I really need you to do is look at your schedule and see when you are going to take at least bare minimum 3 days off in a row to walk away from your business, to look away, focus on other things, and to really decompress so you can come back to your business with fresh eyes. That's what I'm asking you to do today. So if it's right before the weekend, I hope you're having a great one, or you have a great one. If it's after some time, please do take this to heart and recognize that at any point in time, you can take some time away and everybody will live to tell the tale on the other side. Thanks so much for joining me today and having this conversation with me. I certainly do appreciate it. If anybody has a question and wants my 2 cents on their business, you are certainly kindly invited to write me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really look forward to talking to you on the other side of next weekend. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.